My name is John Livy, and I'm the Deputy City Manager, Cluster B, City of Toronto.
John, comprehensive report. City staff lays out lots of reasons why they call this bid premature. Why, in your eyes, do we need to wait until 2015 on this?
So, Jamie, the report that we prepared is a report that's come about 6 months since the request first came in. This has been an issue on the waterfront for a long time, been fractious. There's a lot of opinions on it. We've had public meetings. We've had a number of consultant studies. We've had amplified with additional consultant studies. Some of us come as late as last week. So we're in the process of gathering and identifying the issues and trying to wrestle down to the ground the facts. We still have not got some key pieces of data. The report was premised on the notion that we'd be able to get certainty around the certification of the CS100 vis-a-vis the noise parameters. It was premised on the idea that we'd get federal clearance to say that the noise exemptions, the flight path exemptions and the obstacle limitation exemptions, the technical details of licensing the airport to go to a Class 3 airport from a Class Code 2 would be in place by now. So it was premised on that, and was premised on the participation of the Port Authority as the actual operator of the airport in answering some of the questions and addressing some of the impacts that have been raised. Now, in fairness, we're just getting some of this information at the last, but we have not had enough analysis and enough attention to the issues that have been raised and how they might be mitigated. And if you strip it all away, the question remains, how big is this airport going to be? Are we going to be dealing with 4.8, 5 million people at the airport? Are we going to be dealing at the 2.3 currently with a modest increase? Is this going to be a type of convenient airport that we have come to love and expect? Or is it going to be a bigger airport with many more impacts on the existing community and the city as a whole? I don't know the answers to that question, and I need the time to talk to the Toronto Port Authority in particular, the federal government in particular, as to how it is that with this operate, what they intend for this airport. I don't know what that, I'm just guessing.
You've asked lots of questions of the TPA. In reading the report, they have not been very forthcoming with a lot of answers. Has that changed in the last 24 hours?
The Toronto Port Authority and the city have had the various issues over the years. We have a good working relationship with the staff, but there's many unattended issues that have to be resolved. The existing situation down there are some issues that are ongoing, problems with the traffic, problems with the conflict with the school and the community center, a number of things that we work on. But I say it's not an easy thing to get on the same page with the Toronto Port Authority. They've sent us a recent letter. It's in the package. They've indicated some general receptivity to doing no harm down there, to trying to improve the environment. We'd like to take them up on the offer and see what that really means. We've had a difficult time on funding with them, you know, on the PILTS issue and some of these other issues. And by them having a discussion with us and getting specific about what their intentions are, that will help me make a recommendation to council.
Are you concerned that some of the politicians here are looking to expedite this vote?
I think we all would like to have expeditious answers to the pressing problems that we have. My job is to provide timely advice, pay attention to the issues, give advice to council, and right now I'm not in a position to be recommending one way or the other.
Can you accept a conditional approval?
Again, if I was a little bit more confident about the outcome and the scale of the airport, I'd feel more comfortable, but what would council do? Tell me, well, we think it might be this kind of an airport or that kind of an airport. They've not really debated what they want in terms of scale of airport and its function properly. And we really owe it to them to have that debate before we go sending somebody off to negotiate with the Toronto Port Authority.
Has Porter not come forward with a plan to the City of Toronto for what they hope to achieve, a business plan to say, we hope to meet these numbers, these targets? Have they not laid that clearly out?
Porter has been excellent in the process in providing us with information when asked. But Porter is simply a tenant. And to open up the tripartite agreement, I have to be agnostic on air carriers. So I can't be saying it's all about the Porter plan. I have to recognize that it might be another carrier or two. And I have to understand that opening up the tripartite agreement allows other things to happen. So it's not so much lack of cooperation with Porter, who've been excellent. It's really a question about what opening up the agreement means generally to the airport.
Could we see more airlines trying to use that space if you open up the agreement?
Yes.
Is that something there's interest in from other airlines that you guys have seen?
Yes, we've seen both Air Canada and WestJet express interest.
So does this effectively kill the Porter proposal?
No, not at all. So if you've read the report, I lay out a program for going forward with this. And again, the key to this is having an airport master plan that articulates the vision for the airport and its out there in the public and people have a chance to comment on it. And then I know what the traffic impacts are, I know what the noise impacts are, I know all the things that I need to make a recommendation properly to council. So we're not backing off of the intention of bringing this to some conclusion, but I am looking for some additional time to do the proper work.
So but what role would Porter play, though, in creating that master plan? Would that be a thing that the city and the two other organizations would do, or would Porter be involved in that?
Well, it's the Port Authority who is the operator of the airport. It's their responsibility to do such a master plan like any other airport in Canada. And so they, I'm sure, would be talking to Porter, who's been their biggest commercial carrier, and they certainly would be involving them in that. But I think they'd go beyond the carrier and look at all the other aspects. The big aspect is general aviation. What's the future of general aviation at that airport? They take up a number of slots, and then, you know, there's some worry about what the future of general aviation might be at the airport.
So in your view,
I really do owe it to go back.
Yep.
Just quickly, in your view, would it be irresponsible for council to vote on this at the next meeting?
I wouldn't make... you're putting words in my mouth, and I wouldn't. I always try and give them my best advice, and that's what I'm doing.